I'd like now to welcome James Titus. He's a student at Santa Fe Community College at the School of Liberal Arts and Core Studies. And we are here to talk about Earth Week and Solar Fiesta. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
So Earth Week is an entire week that goes from Monday, April 22nd through that Friday, the 26th, at the community college. What is going on?
Well, it's actually our second annual event for Earth Week to have it be an entire week. It's actually going to be Monday through Thursday is the actual Earth Week. That Friday is going to be an overlapping Earth Week / Solar Fiesta. And then that weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, will be the Solar Fiesta. So the Earth Week is an international event. Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd,
right,
celebrated internationally, a day to celebrate the planet, Mother Earth, that was started in 1970, based off Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, which is about DDT and pollution and
right,
poisons. So out of that, now we've gone from just one or two days into an entire week of celebrating the Earth and awareness, educating people, motivating people to care.
Now, of course, water plays a large role in the activities. What are some of the water events that are going on?
We're going to be doing on Tuesday, between 11 and 12, Tuesday, April 23rd, Claudia Borchet from the City of Santa Fe Water Division will be doing a presentation talking about Santa Fe Water Basin and giving some information about conservation, what's going on with the water basin, and just in general where we're at with our water supplies here in Santa Fe.
And there's all sorts of other activities, including some fun stuff and some movies and things like that. And it's not only for students, but for the whole community.
Yeah, that's one reason why I want to promote this and get the word out that it's not just for students of Santa Fe Community College. Santa Fe Community College is hosting the event. However, this is open. It's free. It's open to anybody and everybody who wants to participate. The more the merrier. We want to get as many people in the community as possible, and I emphasize community. This is really involves everybody, and every state will be doing their own thing, but we want to get as many people from New Mexico as possible, especially from Santa Fe.
Now, one of the things, and there's things called Veducation, and and the movie Chasing Ice will be shown, which is a very important and very interesting movie, and the movie Flow will be shown. There's also a Trio-a-thon. What's that?
The Trio-a-thon is going to be a walk that is it's going to be between 2:30 and 3 on Tuesday, April 23rd, and it's a walk for the campus cupboard, which is basically people bring donations of canned goods, non-perishable items, for students and families and community members that just don't have enough to eat. And unfortunately, there's too much of that going on. So the Trio-a-thon is doing a great thing, and that's also open to everybody who wants to get out there, put on your walking shoes, and walk for hunger.
And there's
to stop hunger.
Right, exactly. There's a meditation training in the fitness center. There are drummers and some kind of fun, entertaining stuff. How did the students come together, the students and faculty, to put this whole week together? What was that process like?
Well, our coordinator is Janet Berry. And it's a growing living organism. You know, like I said, this is our second year, and we're adding more than we did last year. It's just something that Santa Fe Community College and the officials of the college are behind this, because Santa Fe Community College is really about being green. They want to emphasize, you know, eventually that they're going to be going zero waste. So they're behind initiatives that are going to be educating people, and that's the whole thing, is education mixed with entertainment to make it
zero
fun,
so. Waste.
Zero waste.
How does that work?
Well, zero waste works that every piece of trash has a place, that nothing should be going into the landfill, that we could have all of the scraps of food being used for composting. Every type of packaging material can be recycled on some level. Basically having, you know, and eventually trying to stop a lot of that prepackaged foods and material that can't be recycled. So that's another focus too, is to stop buying these products that can't be recycled and try to find other uses for those. But the school's behind an initiative. Eventually, it's something that's in progress that they're working towards. So basically, you will have nothing in the trash, nothing going to the landfills, that everything will have a use. And it'll be focusing on composting, because the earth itself doesn't create any pollution, any waste. It's a natural recycler. You know.
That is a very ambitious goal, considering how much, I mean, just in our own household trash, how much non-recyclable stuff there is, even when we're trying to be conscious. Institutions have a much greater problem.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an ambitious goal, and yet it's an achievable goal.
What happens to, just out of curiosity, what happens to the paper towels that you use to dry your hands with?
Well, in my house, they get used to start fires. In other places, yeah, they end up in the landfill. You know, it's just something, or, you know, but they have a short shelf life.
They be used for biofuels at the college? I mean,
there is a big biofuels program at Santa Fe Community College, and it's also a growing thing. Eventually, they're going to start doing the plastic to fuels, which will be a great thing. I want to mention also that on that Wednesday, the 24th, the president of the Environmental Club, Mary Kearns, and one of the executives from the Environmental Club, Sage Bird, will be doing an art project. And one of the things is we're collecting non-recyclable items like yogurt containers, lids to juice, just various pieces of plastic and non-recyclable stuff to be used as an art project. So trying to make use of these things that otherwise would be a negative, turning it into a positive.
We're talking to James Titus of Santa Fe Community College. Let's talk for a moment about the Solar Fiesta, which is that weekend, April 27th and 28th. What's happening there?
That's going to be 2 days of workshops, tours, and exhibits. And it's the New Mexico Solar Energy Association grouping with Santa Fe Community College. And it's going to be Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th with various events going on, talking about solar air conditioning, zero and low energy new home construction, xeriscaping, which is a huge thing in New Mexico, water efficiency, which is a passion of mine. I can't emphasize enough. The solar program is the sustainable program is run by Zuby Wilson, and it's we have the new trades and technology building. We'll be doing a tour of this new green building, which is really advanced. It's great. It utilizes solar power, solar panels. It's where they have the algae labs. All the biofuels stuff program goes on there. So they're going to be doing tours and letting people know about what's going on there. You know, what is the college doing? And how does it work?
So you're a student in Santa Fe Community College. You're about to graduate and go on to UNM. How did you get interested in environmental concerns, and what are you planning to do when you move on?
Well, first, what I'm planning to do when I move on is to further study environmental science, environmental planning and design, and things that what I can do and what every individual can do to make this planet better than where we found it, you know, and finding viable solutions to the problems. There's real problems facing us, but there's solutions to all these problems, and I want to learn more about that. I came about, one of my professors, Martha Sorensen, you know, she teaches sociology. I'm taking an intro to sustainability class with her. She has really, really changed a lot of minds at the school as far as getting people more involved in what your biological footprint is. You know, recycling, stop buying products that need to be recycled, and, you know, reusable water containers. And it really, you know, I was always into water conservation and such, but I wasn't focused so much on the recycling. She changed my mind and my attitude even further and got me involved into other people that I met through the Student Government Association, to where I joined the Environmental Club, to where last semester I got involved in the Recycle Day. I promoted that, helped out with that, and then it turned into this Earth Week. You know, this is a much on a bigger scale. And so now the people that I surround myself with are like-minded people, so it's helping me learn more, and hopefully be a better person and contributing positively. You know.
James Titus is a student at Santa Fe Community College, and the Solar Fiesta and Earth Week are coming up starting on Monday, the 22nd of April, and going through that next weekend. If people want to find out more information, is there a website that they can look at?
Well, they can contact our coordinator, Janet Berry, and she is a great, great coordinator. She's put a lot of passion and a lot of time behind this. And they can contact her at Santa Fe Community College at 505-428-1266 for more information. And she'll give you all the information you need. I wanted to mention that this kicks off Monday the 22nd at Sirius Cycles at 2801 Rodeo Plaza, Rodeo Road on Rodeo Plaza, Suite C3. It's Sirius Cycles, where there's going to be a bicycle ride from there, from Rodeo Plaza to the community college. They'll be met by a group called the Harmony Drummers, so there'll be a big drum circle going on. And that kicks off into our resource fair Monday through Thursday between 10 and 2 will be the main resource fair in the main hallway. Also, we have Jemez Rooms 1, 2, and 3 reserved from 10 to 4, or from noon to 4, excuse me. And so there's a lot of activities going on with the films, ending with the film Baraka Thursday at 3 o'clock.
And so all of this is happening at the Santa Fe Community College. James Titus, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a great honor.